It can't be that bad. You could find a mate. He laughs softly and misery streaks through me.
Not my style. I like my independence.
My lungs twist. Oh. Stefan captures my chin with his fingers as he tips my face to his.
You sound disappointed, princess.
Oh God, I start melting, and thinking is beyond difficult. I'm not, I say, trying to seem aloof. I shake off his hold on my face. I have a line of alphas interested in me now, all because of the ball. His eyebrows rise.
Oh, really?
You said it yourself. You're famous, and that elevates me, I say. Because of our dance, I now have my pick of all of Sabine. I'm exaggerating, but his comment about not wanting a mate wounded me, and I'm not sure why. Maybe because all these secret touches and that kiss, it means it meant nothing. The problem for you is that the girls will hate me and want you more. You won't be able to escape the swarms of Omegas. Not to mention that if the monarch has her way, which she almost always does, you'll be mated by the end of the summer whether you like it or not. His expression falls. He knows I'm right. Silence stretches between us, and I debate about leaving. I've already been gone too long. Mary and Rue will realize I'm not on the boardwalk anymore and come looking.
We could help each other,
he says suddenly.
Team up, in a way.
I look at him. Team up? How?
I don't want a mate. That's obvious. And the only way for it to stay that way is for me to pretend to pursue you. Like, you are the only one I have eyes for. I'll be smitten, love-struck. And if my heart is set on you, the other Omegas will step off.
An act. He nods.
It'll make you desirable to every one of Sabine's alphas, even the most untouchable ones,
he says. There's no way that's going to work, I reply.
Men always want what they can't have, and when there's another powerful alpha interested, it sparks competition. Believe me.
There's a mischievous gleam in his eye.
Then, at the end of the season, you and I part ways. Me, heartbroken, blissfully single, and ready to return to Emporia, and you, in the arms of your perfect mate. I get to trick the monarch into thinking she's won, and we both get exactly what we want. It's perfect.
I frown. It sounds too risky. He searches my face. My heart flips and spins.
You need buzz. The title of Lux can only do so much, so we create drama. Bend the rumors in our favor. We give stitchers like the Queen Bee what they want.
You're confident this will work?
Acting to be in love? Easy. It's sort of my specialty.
It sure is. And I had almost fallen for his charms. But it's clear now Stefan Ashford and Asher St. James are just two sides of the same coin. Anger stirs. How many other girls has he led on? I'm an idiot. But his proposal has some merit. His acting skills fooled me into thinking he was interested in me, so I have no doubt he could convince others. Stefan steps closer to me, his earthy oak scent engulfing me and making my head whirl.
So, princess, what do you say? Do we have a deal?
This could lift me, help me pick the best alpha for me and my family. And then, at the end of the season, I'll never have to see him and his stupid, handsome face ever again. I'll be happy, mated, and I'll make sure to never watch an Asher St. James movie for as long as I live. Deal, I say.